I'm actually shocked. I didn't think I was ever going to get in harm, but when you love animals as much as we do, and how much we love Simba, we'd go to the end of the world to get him back.
So just explain to everybody listening tonight what happened, how you managed to get him back.
Well, basically, what it was, we had some news yesterday after school time. I spoke to somebody, and they says that their son had actually seen my dog being put into a pickup truck. My dog was my garden. He'd followed him a bit down the street, and what had happened is this truck had pulled up at the side, and well, my friend's son was stroking my dog, and he turned around and says to my friend's son, "He will bite you." And he was like, "Oh, I'm not going to get him or nothing." He was just scared because he thought he was going to take the dog. And anyway, this man picked up my Simba and put him in his truck and then drove away.
He took the dog away in this van.
Yeah, in his truck. Yeah.
Yeah. And then what happened?
Well, I went and seen the young boy, and he gave me a description of the van and the person.
Yes.
So, because this community is pretty well known, everyone knows everybody. We asked about it, and we finally got to know a name of who had got my dog and where it was.
Right.
So that was it, really. That's what brought us to it. And then my husband just decided, this is it. If I don't do it now, we're never going to get him back. So earlier this morning, he went out. He went across a good large amount of fields before he could hear actually Simba howling and barking. So we followed him, followed the sound, and as he got closer, he had to hide and crawl along so he couldn't get caught, and then he found Simba, and he was chained up with a chain round his neck and a stake in the floor holding him down, and he was by a little fire and high, and he was just there crying with no water or food. And what he did, he released him and put him in his jacket and got away in time just to bring him home to surprise me at 4 o'clock in the morning and my daughter and all of us, and we was ecstatic.
What a story. Your husband, this was the middle of the night, so...
3 o'clock in the morning.
3 o'clock in the morning, you made that decision, your husband Phil.
Yeah. I was so upset yesterday after I spoke to you on the radio.
Yeah, yeah.
I was that worked up because I just thought, no one's going to hand him back. He's such a loving dog, and he's such a pleasant little thing that I don't know why anybody would want to do this to us, but because he's so lovely, I could understand why they wanted to keep him, but in the circumstances where I knew he was, I just wanted him home.
Pretty brave of your hubby to go and do that then, wasn't it?
Yeah, he was heartbroken to keep seeing me and the kids crying. He couldn't do nothing about it, but he thought, I can do something about it now, I know he's there. So he went and rescued Simba.
So when he got back to the house, Jessica, presumably he woke you up, did he?
Yeah, he came straight into my bedroom, and because I hadn't slept for a good few days, I was asleep, and he turned my light on. And when I looked in the doorway, I could just see Simba waggling his tail, looking at me, and my husband full of mud and loads of grass all over him and sticky things out the grass. And I just couldn't believe it. I thought I was actually dreaming. I didn't actually believe what I was seeing. And then Simba jumped on my bed, and he was just jumping around like he was crazy. But he was pretty nervous, and he was a bit changed. The chop, I think all his fur has been cut around his neck. It's been trimmed right down, so I couldn't disguise him, but obviously I know my dog anyway. And his fur's been cut, and he had a horrible thick collar with a big metal thing to hold him down with. And he was dehydrated. We gave him some water, and he drank it all, and he was really hungry. And we gave him his cup of tea, because obviously they didn't know he liked his cup of tea. So he had his nice warm cup of tea, and then he just lay there like he was exhausted. I think he was just relieved he was home, because he'd been barking that long just for us to find him. I think he was just relieved. And I think because he'd been barking for so long, tied up, I think they must have been smacking him to shut him up, because he keeps cowering down like he's a bit weary at the minute, but he's getting settled in.
Well, it's a wonderful story that you've got him back, and a lot of people to thank, because this was a huge social media campaign as well.
I'm so thank you for Becky Green as well, because she's such a been a good thing for a campaign for me. She's been there every minute. I've found her what time on the night and in the morning. I've met up with her. She's been such a lovely woman, and I'm so grateful for her and all her team. It's been really nice to know that there's good people out there still.
Yeah, absolutely. And well done to your husband, Phil, as well.
Yeah.
And Ellie May and the family, I mean, they must be thrilled. Is Ellie May there?
Yeah, Ellie May's here. Here she is.
Let's get a little word with Ellie May, who must be absolutely thrilled that Simba is back. Hello, Ellie May.
Hello.
Well, how do you feel today?
I feel happy.
And how is Simba?
He's happy to see family again.
I'm sure. So, have you been loving him lots today?
Mm-hmm.
And you're not letting him out of your sight now, are you?
No.
He's going to be back with you, sleeping on that bed of yours.
Yes. I just want to say something.
Okay. You say whatever you want to say.
Thank you for everyone for helping us to find our dog.
It's our pleasure, and we're just pleased that the story has a happy ending, because there are lots of stories that don't. But Ellie May, give our love to the rest of the family, and give our love to Simba as well.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.